Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 188. What's your biggest fitness struggle? By J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Before we get to the post, if you didn't know already, this is one of four podcasts where we read blogs to you. So if you like the format of this show, make sure you go check out our other ones. You can find Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, and Optimal Startup Daily in the same place you're hearing this show. So let's jump right in and hear today's post and start optimizing your life. What's your biggest fitness struggle? By J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com. Last month, I mentioned that J.C. Dean Fitness turned 3 years old in October, and I had an awesome time celebrating birthday month with friends such as John Romaniello, Roger Lawson, Kenneth Yim, Dick Talens, and others in New York City. But that's not the exact reason for this short post. You see, there are a few things I discovered on my trip to New York City. One thing is there's an endless amount of awesome food in Manhattan, and I think I could eat pizza every day and never get sick of it. Something else I learned is getting lost on the subway is not the most fun way to kill time, but it will sure keep you from biting your nails. Ever hung on to one of those rails? Okay, but seriously, the main thing I learned whilst being gone was that our time is very valuable. I mean, I've always known this, but I really got it on this trip. How? My days were full of meetings, work, and exploration of the city. My nights were usually spent out making new friends and getting food with Kenneth or John. To say my diet was monitored and controlled would be an outright lie. I ate so much food, but thankfully I was walking just about everywhere, so it all balanced quite nicely. So what was my training like? It was all over the place. In fact, I trained very sporadically, but when I did, I made it count. I trained hard and heavy because I wasn't sure when I'd be able to get back in the gym. Some might suggest I simply take a training break, but going 11 or 12 days without some type of heavy lifting didn't jive with me. Many people make the mistake of throwing their training and diet out the window when going on vacation, only to come back chubbier and weaker as a result. I've done this in the past, and I knew I wouldn't repeat that same mistake this time. So what kept me in check? A few things, actually. The keys to success. In my opinion, those things are structure, good record keeping, a solid plan of action, and the tenacity to accept an imperfect schedule. Structure. For many people, beginners and even intermediates alike, structure is often foreign. As long as I've been training, I've even had periods where I'd just go into the gym without a structured plan to follow. And trust me, it didn't turn out well. Sometimes I'd go 2 days in a row, then take 3 days off, only to go back for a single session, then not train the rest of the following week. Record keeping. I remember pulling out my logbook from my backpack and hearing Kenneth saying something like, "The secrets." You know, keeping a logbook seems so simple, yet many people still never use them. I can count on one hand the amount of people in my gym who are using one, and they're bigger and stronger than most. Even in our time, with all the mobile apps there are to track our workouts, etc., I still use the trusty pen and notebook. Well, that and the fact that I gave up my smartphone as I'm on a mobile social media fast for some time. But still, even if I had a smartphone, I think I'd still use my notebook. My records kept me in check. There was no guesswork, only my previous bests to give me a starting point for the training session I was about to embark on. My plan. Without a plan, we all fail. We'll never hit our mark if we have nothing to aim for. As of late, my plan has been to continue improving my raw strength on the box squat and RDL while bringing up my upper body size. If I didn't have written goals with structure and records for my logbook to ensure my improvement, I wouldn't have made the progress I have over the last year. Problems I've encountered. For myself, one of the biggest problems I've faced is treating myself as a client. We oftentimes get this ideal that we're different, that we're some unique little snowflakes. Truth is, outside of genetic disorders and diseases that may limit our ultimate potential, most of us are very similar metabolically. To fix myself, I either have someone else write my programming, or when I do, I have it approved by others. Another problem I've seen with friends, clients, and readers is the lack of being able to set up a guided plan, regardless of the crazy amount of information at our disposal. It's hard to sift through all the literature, blog posts, and online articles, and even harder to piece everything together with the confidence that it often takes to make it actually work. Along with this issue is the amount of choices we have. Do you do the classic 5x5, a West Side variation, dog crap training, 7-day bodybuilding splits, or the popular HIT training? How do we make a choice? Should we possibly limit our choices? And this leads me to the big question. What's your biggest fitness struggle? You just listened to the post titled, What's Your Biggest Fitness Struggle? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's funny that JC mentioned Roger Lawson in this post. I'll actually be reading an article from him tomorrow. Personally, my biggest fitness struggle is actually keeping a log, a notebook, with me in the gym. I am so bad at forgetting things in the gym that I don't trust myself to be able to keep a pen and a notebook along with my other stuff. It also doesn't help that I'm not great with my smartphone. I don't have a lot of apps downloaded. All of that stuff drives me nuts. So I just know I would end up leaving something behind. I actually lost my wedding ring at the gym, believe it or not. It took me a couple of days to track it down, but I did find it. So what I've done instead is as soon as I get home or I get to the office after my workout, I write it down. That's kind of my new habit, and it really is helpful. It's really inspiring, actually, to see how far I've come. So even if you don't write down exactly what you're doing or have done in the gym while you're there, you can try and do what I do. If you're good at remembering what you've done or maybe the weights you've lifted, at least try writing it down maybe as soon as you get to your car. So for me right now, that's probably my biggest fitness struggle. But please know it definitely does help if you're able to track your progress. Now, once again, if you like this idea of us reading blogs to you, come check out our other three podcasts. Optimal Living Daily focuses on personal development, productivity, minimalism, and more. Optimal Finance Daily will help you earn more, save more, and spend less. And Optimal Startup Daily will help you launch and run your own business. You can find all three in your favorite podcast app. Thank you again so much for listening. I'll see you in about 24 hours with a post from Roger Lawson, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.